The Quentin cult, if you will, is like 23 years old, starting with Reservoir Dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was, he's sort of the guy who introduced the idea of violence as attitude, violence as fashion, violence as style. You know, it wasn't exactly dealt with in an earnest, this is real way. It's,
right.
You know, swagger thing.
Yeah.
I was just looking in the New York Times this morning, and they interviewed, the guy interviewed many, many people from the Midwest and from the West about San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic conclusion is that there's everybody out there has this feeling of anxiety about when's the next one?
No, I think how do you connect the dots for me?
I think that there's a feeling about shootings and violence different now in 2015 than it was in the mid-90s.
Oh, sure. It's not the 90s, and we're in 2015.
But Quentin's doing the same game, more or less.
Quentin does what he does, yeah. Quentin's, you know, he's like painting a picture, or he's like writing a story, or he's like a filmmaker.
Right.
No, I think that to mix and match reality with fantasy is something I don't understand, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I think that we should understand the difference. I think that, you know, to mix today's politics with, for instance, in this case, a tale about, a fictional tale about just right after the Civil War.
I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about ground level, water table, a feeling that's in people's bones that this New York Times piece was talking about. People are generally, you know, between Paris and San Bernardino, there's this thing that sudden violence as a normal day-to-day aspect coming from the gun culture, coming from everything else. It's a different vibe, you know.
I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since what, the 7th century or something?
Well,
I don't know.
We all know that right now guns is a trope. It's a totem, it's a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being.
You can say what you want. I don't agree with that. So it's not my thing.
But it's statistically.
You can look. If you think gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're like out of your mind. I think anybody is. I think it's absolutely insane. The problem we're having right now is that we don't have the concepts of how to turn it around and say, you know, You may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to worry you a lot more. And that's what we need. That will change the concept of gun culture, as you call it, to something of reality, which is, if I'm a hockey team and I got a guy bearing down on me as a goaltender,
right.
I'm not concerned about what he's going to do. I'm going to make him concerned about what I'm going to do.
I get that.
To stop him. That's when things change. So then you go to movies and you say, what has that got to do with nothing? Movies are movies. It's like a painting. That's like a song. That's like a book. It's like, to me, what's fun about movies, and what, for instance, in this one, what Tarantino does is there's a genre here. It's the Western genre. And like the sci-fi genre, it allows you to ask the big questions. That's hard to do in other genres without looking silly or looking funny, but in these genres, I think you're allowed to. And I like the fact that what Quentin does with this is he asks some real big questions about America, about race, about individuals' attitudes, really about love and hate.
He pulls it in.
He's doing his Quentin Tarantino world, which I personally think is and does belong on film.
Mm.
I don't think it has anything to do with anything outside of film. The music, the manipulation of the screenplay. So I can't connect the dots. It's hard for me to... It really is hard for me to connect the dots.
Obama's point was that the guys who are on the no-fly list, because of terrorists, mm-hmm. connections, can get a gun pretty easily.
They can also make a bomb pretty easily.
Yeah.
So what? They can also get knives and stab you. What are you going to do about that? They can get cars and run you over with them. What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about that?
They didn't kill the people in San Bernardino.
Oh, but they've killed others that way. Haven't they? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put some controls.
Put some controls? What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get a hold of them. That's
do
all.
You really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that?
You
are you seriously? What good will that? Oh my God! You and I just disagree.
Okay.
You and I just disagree. I understand that you think that you can control the behavior of people that are dead set on taking your way of life away from you. I think you think you can control that.
No.
And there's only one thing you can do with that, and that's say, no, dude, that's not going to happen. Okay. That's just not going to happen.
Speak with you, man.
Good talking with you.
Good luck with your art.